USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump is designating Wilmington, North Carolina, as the first American World War II heritage city.
With this designation, we proudly declare that in America, we don't tear down the past. We celebrate our heroes. We cherish our heritage. We preserve our history. And we build the future.
President Trump, speaking aboard the USS battleship North Carolina, also praised World War II veterans. Meanwhile, speaking 490 miles north-northeast of the president, Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden says President Trump is the reason schools are not able to reopen safely.
If President Trump and his administration had done their jobs early on with this crisis, American schools would be open and to be open safely.
Biden speaking in Wilmington, Delaware. This is USA Radio News.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand and you care about your credit, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it'll take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 6 million people with credit card debt. Without destroying your credit, they can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. The program works. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-406-0046. 800-406-0046. That's 800-406-0046. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services, Inc. 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM 1492. Oregon DM 80092. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation. Commission License Number DC 83. Service may adversely affect an individual's credit. Non-payment of debt may lead to additional finance charges or collections activity, including legal action. Not a loan company.
No major incidents of violence have been reported after President Trump's visit to Kenosha, Wisconsin. The president visiting Kenosha and taking a look at some of the violence and looting that happened to many of the businesses. Scott Carpenter was very happy to see the president.
It wouldn't make sense to come later. Later, the destruction is going to be cleaned up and you're going to see the empty lots. It let us know as small business leaders that we matter, you know, that we're important.
Linda Tolliver had her tire shop set on fire by rioters. She tells Fox News,
"To these people that were protesting were not our people. They were from out of town."
The first of three presidential debates between President Trump and Joe Biden is set to begin later this month. The debate moderator list is out. Chris Wallace of Fox News will helm the first debate. Steve Scully of CNBC will moderate the second. And Kristen Welker of NBC will moderate the final debate. This is USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled youmove.com.
Facebook is continuing to monitor its site for misinformation. USA Radio Network's Wendy King explains.
A new Facebook report shows that Russian internet trolls that plotted to interfere in the 2016 election in favor of candidate Donald Trump are now seeking to sway the 2020 election once again. Based on a tip from the FBI, Facebook removed a small network of 13 Facebook accounts and two pages linked to individuals associated with the Russian Internet Research Agency. They're the same Russian troll group that made efforts during the 2016 campaign to interfere in the election in favor of President Trump. The accounts were removed because they violate Facebook's policy against foreign interference, which is coordinated in authentic behavior on behalf of a foreign entity. The behavior includes relying on fake accounts to create fictitious personas, which used fake names and fake profile photos to pose as news editors from the U.S. and other countries.
The Hamilton County, Ohio Republican Party Chairman Alex Triunfalu announced that Jacksonville Jaguars tight end Tyler Eifert will honor the memory of former St. Louis police captain David Dorn by displaying Dorn's name on his helmet. That's part of the new NFL policy. And finally, this early Thursday morning, the unrest in Washington, D.C. continues. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.